Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a group of lawmakers will spend the long holiday weekend working on another round of coronavirus relief. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports on the partisan divide over the size and scope of any additional aid.
Speaker Pelosi says members on the Appropriations Committee will be working throughout the break in hopes of reaching an agreement on coronavirus spending in the coming weeks. Some key provisions of the CARES Act, including the $600 in weekly federal unemployment benefits, expire at the end of July. House Democrats already approved another $3 trillion, including extended unemployment, increases in food stamps, and more stringent worker protections. Some Republicans say the bill should total less than $1 trillion. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that while he supports some unemployment insurance protections, he does not think people should receive more than they were making at work. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Florida has set another record for COVID-19 cases, with more than 10,000 reported today alone. And NPR's Greg Allen reports that the state's infection rate is showing no sign of slowing down.
The new record continues a spike in cases that began weeks after Florida began allowing businesses to reopen. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis met in Tampa with Vice President Mike Pence, who praised him for reopening the state's economy while at the same time safeguarding the health of Floridians. But then a reporter asked DeSantis if he had personal responsibility for the rise in COVID-19 cases in Florida, while states like New York and New Jersey were seeing theirs decline.
Well, do you give credit for Florida for having much lower fatalities per 100,000 than all the states you just praised? I mean, we have fewer fatalities than some of these states have just in nursing homes.
Doctors say the rate of hospitalizations and deaths from the coronavirus is much lower now than in March and April, in part because it's spreading among younger people. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the daily rate of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations there is also rising rapidly.
Total number of hospitalizations represents 5,355 patients in a hospital system that has capacity for 73,000.
Newsom is urging California residents to use common sense over the July 4th holiday by wearing masks and staying away from traditional holiday gatherings. He says many cities have canceled fireworks displays, while some others are urging spectators to remain in their cars or watch displays from a distance. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on better-than-expected Labor Department report showing 4.8 million jobs were added to the U.S. economy in June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 92 points, the NASDAQ rose 53, and the S&P 500 added 14. On stock markets in Asia, shares are trading mixed. You're listening to NPR News. A suspect has been charged in the disappearance of Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen, a soldier from Fort Hood. Texas Public Radio's Jolene Almendarez reports that the person suspected of killing Guillen is dead.
Officials say Specialist Aaron David Robinson killed Guillen with a hammer on base and recruited the help of 22-year-old Cicely Aguilar to help him mutilate and hide her body. The Army says Robinson shot and killed himself Tuesday before officials could make contact with him. Major General Scott Efflant says ongoing criminal investigators have so far not found that she was sexually harassed in the weeks leading up to her disappearance, as the family has said. Officials found a body at the nearby Leon River on Tuesday, but say they're waiting on DNA results to confirm whether it's Guillen. Authorities did not release the motive for the killing or Aguilar's ensuing involvement. Aguilar is in custody and has been charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. I'm Jolene Almendarez in Fort Hood.
The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a lower court ruling that allowed curbside voting in Alabama's July 14th runoff election in three counties. The 5-4 decision also stays looser requirements for absentee balloting during the coronavirus pandemic, pending the state's appeal. Plaintiffs contend that Alabama is trying to force the sick and elderly to choose between voting and staying healthy. State officials maintain that changing the rules in just three of Alabama's 67 counties shortly before an election would cause confusion. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.